Welcome to Here's Hoping, my imaginary coffee shop, where good conversation is always on the table. It's not only on the table, it's on the menu, it's on the shelves, it's even in the back room. I'm your host and barista, Catherine Gabriel Jones. I'm glad you're here. We have lots of conversations that we experience throughout our lives. Some of the conversations that we experience return to us in our mind. They come back a little bit like clouds. Given all of the change, upheaval, and everything that we have experienced over these last 2 years of the pandemic, combined with the war in the Ukraine, everything that's associated with the hardship, woe, and pain that's happening in the world, a conversation that I shared with y'all has been coming back to my mind. It's a pearl of wisdom that Lucy Day Works shared with me. I initially listed it on our menu at Here's Hoping back in November of 2021. In this pearl of wisdom, she shares an experience of viewing our life, looking into the unknown future, recognizing the past of where we've been, and accepting, even when it's challenging, accepting the unknown nature of where we stand. We are in this in-between place. We're between what has been and what might yet be. In this time of uncertainty across the world, and certainly in my own life with my imaginary coffee shop, with all of the construction and remodeling and moving and packing and painting that's happening with my imaginary coffee shop, I know I'm not alone when I look to the future and wonder what's going to happen. Lucy Day's pearl of wisdom reminds me that I may not know what lays ahead in the future, but I do know what has passed before. I'm glad to have experienced everything that I've experienced, the hardship and the joy. And I'm really glad to share this pearl of wisdom with you. Here's hoping.
You told me a metaphor that you had heard about time travel, because one of the things that I like to, you know, roll around is like, if you could go to any, you know, self, future or past, who would you go to and what would you say? And you told me the metaphor of, it's in my head and I don't have enough caffeine in my body to like translate it into words, but like we're backing into the future, but we're actually looking at our past. And that, like, I swear to God, there is a bouquet of, it's a meadow of flowers inside my mind, and all of them are unfolding, and each one opens up a whole new world. Oh, Lucy Day, talk to me about that, because that's so cool.
I got this metaphor from a book. So they say if the only tool you have is a hammer, then every problem looks like a nail. So the only tool I have is a book. You know, if there's any there's any topic to discuss, any skill to learn, then I have a book for that. But books are actually very good at talking about words, and so this is a book that I read called Metaphors We Live By, and I don't remember which culture it comes from, but the idea is that the metaphor of seeing the future doesn't make any sense because we can't see it. We don't know anything about it. So, and our eyes are on the front of our heads. So it makes more sense to say that we're walking backwards into the future because we can only look where our eyes can see, and what we know about, what we have information about, is the past. So it makes more sense to say that the past is in front of us.
I gotta say that the name of the book sounds familiar, Metaphors We Live By, and given that I'm like a metaphor queen, you'd think that I would like have that like at hand. But I swear to God, that image like redeemed this whole segment of my life. When you look ahead to your future, are there unknowns, unexpected portions of the road or roads before you that seem shrouded in unknown mystery? The cloud of unknowing that rests ahead of each of us can sometimes be a little overwhelming and daunting. That unknown could be as simple as, will my friend be okay? It could be as personal and intimate as, am I going to be okay? It could be as large and unexpected as, what's happening in the world? It's not only unexpected, it's unknown. The idea of walking backwards into the future is really, really hard to kind of wrap my head around, and yet it makes some intuitive sense. A few years ago, well, many years ago now, I injured my neck as a result of an automobile accident. And when I was driving, or any other time in my life, I discovered that I could not turn my head to look behind me. So I discovered that the best way for me to pull into parking spots was to back into each parking spot. I used my mirrors, all the rear view mirrors that helped me get to know the vehicle that I was in. I developed some intuitive, almost proprioception about where my vehicle extended to, how much space I had around me in my vehicle as I parked myself at any particular place where I happened to be. That was, a couple decades ago. And I still use my mirrors. I'm in a different vehicle. I'm in a different place. I'm in a different time. The road before me is still unknown. It's shrouded in mystery. I know I will be stepping into that cloud of unknowing when I move into the future. I know that the world is filled with chaos and unexpected change and expectations that I don't even know might be there. There will be people that I'll meet who will be new. The people who I love and know may change and shift. All of the future is unknown. And yet, each of us moves around in our world and in our life in our own vehicle. I'm not talking about your car or your bus. I'm talking about your life, you, where you are in your life, where your feet happen to be planted in your experience. That's what I'm talking about when I say vehicle. So where are you going in your vehicle? What would it mean to use your mirrors and reflect on where you've been and entertain that where you're going might be unknown, but all we have is the experience that creates our understanding of where we are, who we are, whose we are, and where we've been. Sometimes that's all we've got. And sometimes that's enough. Lucy Day's words will come back to me again. I am sure of it. Because even as I find myself in an unexpected place, in a time that feels fraught with uncertainty and the unknown, I know that I will need to remember that stepping into the future means a lot of different things. It might mean facing the future and stepping into it, stepping into the unknown. It might also mean
turning around and reflecting on where I've been, knowing that where I go will be new. It may be unfamiliar, but I am still me. Your path may seem unfamiliar, but you are still you. And that is an encouraging thought. Thank you for joining me at my imaginary coffee shop. Here's hoping that you found some meaning in this little pearl of wisdom. I'm glad that you've been here today, and I want to thank you for your patience as I myself step into the unknown. I want to give a special shout out to Seth Jones for the music, to Ty Sorex for the art, which is original. I've also created some graphics with Canva. Also, a special shout out and acknowledgement to Zapsplat, who has helped me create the sounds that have been present in my imaginary coffee shop today. I'm glad you've been with me. If at any time you would like to share a conversation with me, either one that we can share with others or just a personal note, you can send me an email at hereshopingpodcast@gmail.com. There's also social media links that I will include in the show notes, but I'm not going to lie, things have been hectic enough in this particular life, on this particular road that I happen to be on, that I haven't really had much of a chance to get out to social media. However, I will still look for you. Most of all, I really want to thank you for being with me today. Today, I want to leave you with a quote from a book series that I recently discovered. Special thanks to my own adult child for recommending this series to me and for their patience with how long it's taken me to get to it. It's a book series written by Anne Leckie. And this series is called Ancillary Justice. And this is a song that is actually written about memory. It seems spectacularly fitting for today. Here goes. Memory is an event horizon. What's caught in it is gone, but it's always there. Wow. To hear it sung in the audiobook is a shiveringly spectacular experience. Once again, thank you so much for being with me today. Take care of yourself, and I will see you the next time at Here's Hoping, my imaginary coffee shop. I'm your host and barista, Catherine Gabriel Jones, saying thank you and signing off. Till next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.